नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट व्हिच टेक्स्ट इज इट राइटिंग द वर्स राइट नाउ Text 53 and 54 and 55. There's no purport. So which one are they going to do? 55. So I'll read 53 and 54. Dajan ataravanasta vastra vamabedyam maratmakam vishupaya prada Trastaryatvam atastata. Dadyancha's invincible protective covering, known as the Narayana Kavacha, was given to Trasta, who delivered it to his son Vishwarupa, from whom you have received it. Because of this Narayana Kavacha, Dadichi's body is now very strong. You should therefore beg him for his body. Text 54. Yushmabhyam yachitas vabhyam danamagyo angini dasyati tatastar ayudas resta vishwakarma viniramita yena vritta siroharta matejo upabrinhita. When the Ashwini Kumaras beg for Dadyancha's body on your behalf, he will surely give it because of affection. Do not doubt this, for Dadyancha is very experienced in religious understanding. When Dadyancha awards you his body, Vishwakarma will prepare a thunderbolt from his bones. This thunderbolt will certainly kill Vritrasura because it will be invested with my power. Text 55, the last verse in the chapter. Tasmin vinhita yuyam. Tasmin vinhita yuyam. Tejo strayuda sampada. Tejo strayuda sampada. Bhuya prapsyata badram bho. Bhava prapsyata badram bho. Na himsa chamat paran. Na himsanti chamat param. Tasmin vinihita yuyam. Tasmin vinhate yuyam. Tejostrayuda sampada. Bhuya prapsyata badrambo. Naham santiti matchamat param. Tasmin vinihate yuyam. Tejostrayuda sampada. Bhuya prapsyata badrambo. Nahim santi chamatparam. Tasmin vinihate yuyam. Tejostrayuda sampada. Bhuya prapsyata badrambo. Nahim santi chamatparam. Tasmin vinyate yuyam. Tejostrayura-sampada. Padrambo. Nayam santi chamatparan. Tasmin vinyate yuyam. Tejostrayura-sampada. Puja prampsatika prango nayam santi chamatparam tasmin vinyate yuyam tejostrayura sampada puja prapsyuda samprabho nayam santi chamatparam Tasmin vinyate yuyam tejostrayura sampada puram sapsyata sambhadrambo nayam santi chamat param Tasmin vinyate yuyam Strayostrayuda sampada Puya prapsyata badrambo Nahim santi chamatparam Matajis Tasmin vinyate yuyam Tejostrayuda sampada Puya pramsyata badrambo Nahim santi chamatparam Tasmin When he, Vitrasara Vinihate Is killed Yuyam All of you Teja Power Astra Arrows, Ayuda, other weapons, Sampada, and opulence, Buya, again, Prapsyata, will attain, Badram, all good fortune, Va, unto you, Na, not, Himsanti, Hurt, cha, also, mat, matparam, my devotees. Translation. When Vritrasura is killed because of my spiritual strength, you will regain your strength, weapons, and wealth. Thus will be all good fortune for all of you. Although Vritrasura can destroy all of the three worlds, do not fear that he will harm you. He is also a devotee and will never be envious of you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A devotee of the Lord is never envious of anyone. What to speak of other devotees? As revealed later, Vitrasura was also a devotee. Therefore, he was not expected to be envious of the demigods. Indeed, of his own accord, he would try to benefit the demigods. A devotee does not hesitate to give up his own body for a better cause. Chanakya Pandit said, San nimite varam tyago vinase niyate sati. After all one's material possessions, including his body, will be destroyed in due course of time. Therefore, if the body and other possessions can be utilized for a better cause, a devotee never hesitates to give up even his own body. Because Lord Vishnu wanted to save the demigods, Vitrasura, though able to swallow the three worlds, would agree to be killed by the demigods. For a devotee, there is no difference between living and dying. Because in this life, a devotee engages in devotional service, and after giving up his body, he engages in the same service in the spiritual world. his devotional service is never hindered. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the ninth chapter, sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Appearance of the Demon Vitrasura. Om Agyanatimirandasya Vidyananjana Shalakaya Chakasurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the situation of Vitrasura is actually given. He was actually a devotee. He wanted to be killed by Indra so he could return home back to Godhead because he was a devotee of the Lord. He was actually not a demon, even though his name is Vitrasura, because he was a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, as Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport, for a devotee, whether he's in this world or he leaves this world, he's doing the same thing. Sage was giving blessing. Rajaputra Chiranjiva, Muniputra Majiva, Sarva Jiva Mamarova. And for the butcher, Majiva Mamara. The sage was giving blessing. Rajaputra Chiranjiva, O son of a king, prince, live forever. Because when your pious activities run out, you will have to suffer. Muniputra, son of an ascetic, Majiva, you should leave this world immediately, die immediately. Because you're performing great tapasya, austerity and penance, leave now so you can go to your spiritual goal. But for the sadhava, sadhava jiva mamarova, for the saint, the devotee, the sage is giving blessing, you can live or you can die. If you live, you'll be chanting Hare Krishna, having festivals, eating Krishna prasadam. And when you die, you'll be chanting Hare Krishna, putting on festivals, and eating Krishna prasadam. Same thing. For the devotee is the same thing, either here or in the spiritual. And for the butcher, son of a butcher, Majiva Mamara, don't live, don't die. Sage is giving blessing. For the son of a butcher, you're engaged in heinous activity of killing the cow. Therefore, don't live because you perform sinful activities. And don't die, because when you die, you'll have to go to a terrible place. So the sage was giving blessing in that way. And for the devotee, Jiva Mamarova, he can live or he can die. He's in the same. Srila Prabhupada once said, Hari Lilamrita Vachaha. He gave a class here in Los Angeles in 1974, in January. Hari Lilamrita Vachaha. That for the devotee, at the end of his or her life, they close their eyes, and when they open their eyes, they're in the spiritual world. This is the special benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that whoever engages in my devotional service, whoever is thinking of me Ante Narayana Smriti. At the time of leaving the body, then that person will attain my abode. That person will attain me. So it's interesting. We're all caught up here in this material world, which is actually Dukkhaya Lama Shashvatam. It is temporary. Bhagavad Gita says it is Dukkhayalam Ashashvatam. It is temporary and miserable. The happiness that is achieved here is temporarily achieved. And it is a little bit miserable. Sometimes people think that we're a little bit negative or too derogatory. But Bhagavad Gita is actually pointing out the actual truth. The absolute truth. I had an example. A few weeks ago, we were in New Jersey. I asked Leela if I could tell the story. She said, okay. At Leela's relatives in Long Beach Island, New Jersey. Very nice place. Her sister-in-law is married to a very nice gentleman. They have two children. Sweet children, 8 and 5 years old. And the husband and wife were working for the stock market in New York City, making a fortune. I think they were making millions of dollars and had a big loft in Manhattan. Some years ago, the stock market crashed because the nature of the material world is very unsteady. Dukkhayalam Ashashvatam. And when the stock market crashed, this brother-in-law lost his job there for millions of dollars and had to settle for a job that was much less favorable, let's put it that way. He was under a lot of stress to support the children, as most people are in this material world, all people are, to support their family. In Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to support a family. Very troublesome. And he was struggling somehow or other. Young man, 42 years old, he had a massive heart attack 5 years ago. Massive heart attack. And he lost the job that wasn't so favorable, but at least he was doing something. He lost that job too due to the heart attack. So the family had to move in with the parents because children were getting a little older, school age, and a lot of heavy responsibilities. And in January of this year, he developed some disease. The doctors couldn't even figure out what's wrong. Very strong, nice gentleman, very nice guy. Her brother-in-law. Strong. He used to play football in high school, I think college also. Tough guy from New Jersey. And they thought he had mononucleosis. They did further tests. And a few days ago, they found out that he had cancer. He has cancer in 3 places in his body. Cancer of the groin and 2 other places. Very serious situation. So here's nice family, sweet family. They didn't hurt anyone. They're trying to do nice. They're vegetarian. They're favorable even to Krishna consciousness. But this material world doesn't discriminate that, oh, this is a nice person. I won't attack them with Janma Mrityu Jara and Vyadi. Birth, death, disease, and old age are indiscriminate. You may be nice. You may be a really good person. But birth, death, disease, and old age, indiscriminately. So Lila was telling her relatives, now you should become very spiritual, eat raw and chant Hare Krishna, take up spiritual life. Tasyaiva heto prayate ita kovido na labhyate yad brahmatam upayada. That this human form of life is meant not for struggling hard in this material world to obtain a nice place, a nice situation in this material world. That comes and goes. We get some nice situation, maybe not some nice situation. That's coming, that's going. But kamasya nendriya pritya lavo jivata yavata jivasya tatva jignasya narto yascheya karmabhi. Srimad Bhagavatam states, kamasya nendriya pritya, life's desires should never be aimed at just gratifying the senses. But one should desire to live because the human form of life enables one to inquire after what is the absolute truth. Who am I? Who is God? Why is there suffering? How to get out of the suffering? This is the human form of life. Dulaba manava janma. Very rarely achieved. 8,400,000 species. 400,000 species of human existence. It's very rare to get this human form of life. And rare still to get an opportunity to inquire after what is the absolute truth. But this is our real business. We have no other business in this material world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that this is not a fit place for a gentleman, this material world, and that one should do his business and get out. We have business in this material world, not that we're here to loiter. This material world wasn't made for our gratification or for a place for us to loiter and try to make a nice arrangement. Unfortunately, we utilize our intelligence in this material world. Materialistic persons utilize their intelligence to try to make a comfortable situation within this material world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, no, it's not a fit place for a gentleman. We should do our business and get out. And what is that business? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Hearing, chanting, worshipping, serving, praying, offering everything to befriending. If we actually analyze this material world and our situation in this material world, it's very, what's the word? precarious. It's very tender. One may think, I'm very strong, I'm powerful, I won't die. But there's danger at every step in this material world. Padam padam yadvi padam na tesam. At every step, the Vedic literature state, there is danger. Padam padam yadvi padam na tesam. Therefore, and we can see practically, any little thing goes wrong, it doesn't matter you're a nice person or not a nice person. It doesn't matter if you were healthy your whole life or not so healthy. There's danger at every step in this material world. If your sugar goes too low, finished. If your heart goes too fast, finished. If your kidneys and liver fail, finished. Is very precarious, like a razor's edge. Razor's edge, one shaves, and that shaving, you can cut yourself with that razor. But you have to be very careful. So this material world is like that. It's a razor's edge. It's very precarious. That we may think we're very strong. We may think that we're youthful. Or I'm beyond the modes of material nature. But Bhagavatam tells us different. Bhagavatam tells us that according to the laws of nature and the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karmana daiva netrena jantur deho upapataye striya pravishtu udaram pumsareta kanashraya. According karmana daiva, according to one's karma, one's past sinful and pious activities, even in one's last life. Not just this life, but previous life, previous lives. Karmana and daiva, according to the will of the Supreme. Krishna's mercy, because not a blade of grass moves without Krishna's sanction. Karmana daiva, according to our karma and according to our the will of the Supreme, Krishna's mercy. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho upapataye. We accept a particular body with a particular set of senses and particular enjoyment and particular suffering. Striya Pravishtha, we're born in a particular family, even with some genetic background. Parents have some genetic disease. Chances are we may get that disease due to our parental situation, hereditary situation. Jantur deho upapataye striya pravishtu udaram. One takes birth in a particular family and gets a particular mother. Striya pravishtu udaram pumsa reta kanashraya. And one has to accept that karma. When my daughter was born, my mother sent me an article from a magazine about a terrible drug that women took in the 50s that doctors were prescribing. So I asked my mother, why you send me this crazy article? My daughter is being born. What are you sending me this article about birth defects and terrible situation with the children that were born and genetic imbalance, what do you call it, genetic breakage. I said, why are you writing, what are you sending me this garbage for? She said, oh, I just wanted to tell you, I took that pill when I was pregnant with you. I have an excuse. I was drugged at before I was born. Karma Nadaiva. By my karma and by the will of the Supreme, she took this crazy pill that the doctors find out 20 years later causes birth defects. I am, my name is Sura, and I'm a birth defect. I was shocked. I said, why did you wait to tell me? She said, oh, they just found out that it caused great difficulties and great problems. I had to let you know. Thanks a million. Do you take it with my sister or any of the other kids? No, just you. Karma Nadaiva, by the will of the Supreme and by our karma. We're born. Our mothers are taking pills to kill us. What did we do? Of course, we did a lot of stuff. I did a lot of stuff in my past life, life before, my cucaracha life, my bear life, so many lives I performed, so many heinous activities, I'm sure. But I got the good karma of being born in a family where they took pills to make you a defect, a birth defect. This is the karmana and daiva. So we don't want to be too negative. This sounds like a very negative class. And I don't mean to be too negative, but this material world is a derogatory place. Bhagavad Gita says, Dukkhailam Ashashvatam. And therefore, like this what was his name? Dadyancha, who gave up his body for the Supreme. It is our business to give up our body for the Supreme. We have no other business. Our business is that this body is Krishna's body. We've been given this body, but it is not ours. It is Krishna's. And it is up to Krishna to do as he likes. It is meant for Krishna's service and Krishna's pleasure, not for finding some pleasure in this material world or making some arrangement to be so-called happy. Sukhaya dukkha mokshaya kurvati dampati kriya tato nivritirapaptir dukkasya cha sukhasya cha. Sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam states that a man and woman try to live very happily within this world, increase the happiness and decrease the suffering. But because we are full of desire, the suffering increases and the happiness decreases. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. We're not making this up. We're trying to be negative or a bummer. We're not trying to be a bummer. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. This is reality. Someone may think, I'm fine. I was thinking a week ago, I'm fine. And my son couldn't even wake me up for 15 minutes. The firemen couldn't wake me up. 5 250-pound firemen in boots in my bedroom shaking me, Mr. Stewart, wake up. Finally, when they shot me with sugar, and I woke a little, I thought, here's the Yamadutas. 250-pound man in boots, hovering over me. This is it. All the service, and this is what happens? 5 Yamadutas and a needle? So we have to be careful to utilize our life for Krishna consciousness and use this body in Krishna's service. Any questions or discussion? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.